that okay? KO4HKX.
Holland Gold, Patrick. Didn't get him either. In 0 TR.
The outer truck setting his trailers up. But how are you doing this afternoon, Tom?
Every time I went outside, seemed like I got in a rainstorm. I had to retreat to the tin barn once and stay out there for about a half an hour, but I got a radio in there and also got a place to sit on the lawnmower and a big fan, so I was all right. We've gotten 1.83 inches of rain, and 68 hundredths of it come when I was outside trying to burn off some leaves.
It's raining down here in Duncan where I'm at. It's been pouring. I don't know how much we got. I don't have a rain gauge on the drill truck, but it's been a bunch.
Be careful out there. Oh, you just getting off work, or you go out to your lunch or something?
Our guys, the Macro guys up here in the area, we met for our little monthly get-together. Now I'm heading home. I've got quite a ways to go.
Oh, I'm just sitting here with Bernice watching an old Randolph Scott movie, an old cowboy on grit, and watching the DX, which I don't see anything interesting on there right now. It hasn't been. But every now and then, I'll look at the radar. I haven't looked at it now for about an hour. Now, you want me to look at it down your way?
I'm looking at a beautiful sunset.
Well, nothing to worry about then.
Well, anyway.
The thing on here that was for the... Here we go, I'll get it this way. Greenfield radar and see. WIFF4. Okay, it reaches from... just west of our place. And it goes south forever, it seems, quite a ways. And so anything south and east of us, there's rain. But you're coming back to the west, aren't you?
Right by you.
Well, you ought to be all right then. You're driving out of it. It might even be a nice rainbow to the east.
I see no rainbow, but like I say, it's... nice sunset watching it.
They're beautiful down there. Bernice, that's your heart feels. So, I got a little alarm that goes off for mine. 7:15 and hers goes off at 8:30. Oh, I feel cold. And it sure ain't cold down there. It says it's 76 degrees. 71 outside with 96% humidity.
That's probably what it is the humidity in the air and the temperature cooling down makes it feel cooler than it is.
Got an awful lot of pain tonight in my back, but Bernice says there's a cold front coming. How far away is it, Bernice? She don't remember. But she's got it down pat. That's when it makes you hurt. I used to laugh at my mom when she said that, and, now I'm a grandpa, and I'm a believer.
Time will teach you lessons that you didn't think it would.
With age, there comes wisdom, and also pills and bills.
Sure, plenty of both of those come your way with age.
I had a funny thing happen the other day. I looked out the window, and there was two black snakes going across there in front of the tin barn on that slab. It was almost like they was fighting or something. I mean, they were within 6 inches of each other. And I thought, well, maybe they're breeding or something. And it was all four-footers. They wasn't great big ones. And I looked over. I went outside, and I looked over there to the east of the barn out back to see if there was anything there. And Bernice had some webbing that we put over the strawberries last year, and we didn't like it. It was a pain to get around. It was plastic. So I went over there and looked, and there was two dead black snakes over there. But they weren't the same ones, because they deteriorated. I didn't think about it. I tried to pull them out, but they wouldn't come out. Man, you talking about stink. It smelled really bad.
It stinks. The heat we've had lately.
The neighbors think it was the chicken pen or something, because we don't have any problem with that. So I went out there and I took some gasoline and poured on them, and there's some leaves all around them and some sticks. And I got my hose out and wet down everything around it. And about 5 minutes after I lit it, I heard this swishing sound, I guess you'd call it, coming from the south and west. And I know them guys are out there with that heavy equipment making a driveway for that house. And that's sand back in there, really sandy. And about that time, it started pouring down. So I think I thoroughly roasted the snakes. And then I took the hose and hurried up and put the fire out while I was getting drowned. And then as I made a run for the house, a big clap of lightning and thunder come about that time at the leading edge of that storm like it usually does. And I put it in getting home gear and got right up there inside the tin barn.
Blame you. Think I'd have done the same thing.
Hard, it sounded like hail in it. Of course, it's got a metal roof and no insulation on it. But the good thing about it is it didn't leak, Patrick. Well, we went down to Lowe's today, and went right after I talked to you, and I was going to buy a couple sheets of some roofing material, which I don't have to. It's for an open part of the chicken pen out there, the new part. But I told Bernice I'm going to do something there so it stays dry. And you wouldn't believe what that roofing material is up to now. I mean, you were looking at $40, $60, $80, $100 a sheet for some of it. So I said, to heck with that. Then we went over to Harbor Freight and got a 12 mil tarp, a real heavy duty one that's supposed to be UV resistant and that. You know, high quality stuff from Harbor Freight. But it was the best one they had. And we was going to put it on there, but then it started raining.
Oh, with Harbor Freight, it's got its place. It's just, like I say, it has its place. So we'll leave it at that.
For things like that, for, you know, just an old retired fella that doesn't have to depend on them for a living, they got a lot of goodies down there. Gina product. Oh, tarps and that. They got one of every kind, it seems like. And so I knew we probably could pick up something there. And, of course, I got the most expensive one, but it was only 8 by 10 foot, so wasn't all that bad.
Like that, it don't pay to buy the better stuff sometimes. It's just going to get nasty or tore up, and no point in spending big money on it.
Good neighbors, and she said I could take my trailer down there So we wouldn't, if I backed my trailer up there, we wouldn't have to move it over, 20 feet, I guess. Throw it in the trailer and just haul it back over to our house. And if I get the spot, my neighbor Tim will come over and give me a hand. Or my kids from down at Greer will come over. But, like I said, we ain't in no hurry. And, just do it when the weather's nice. Nothing planned in the future. Gotta go up to Furman next week to the grandson's. He's going to music camp. We're gonna go up there to a concert. But, I'm not crazy about driving up there, but Amy said she'd come by and pick us up and take us up there, so I said, that'll work.
Furman's not too bad, is it, from over there? It's just the one I passed going into Cherrydale. But they do tend to get a little crazy going through there sometimes.
Do it, Patrick. I'm just not crazy about traffic. Up there around the Golden Corral, it gets a little crowded, but I've never had any crazies up there bother me, but I don't know. We'll see what happens. And but they live south of us, so they'll have to come right by the house to go up there anyway, so they can pick us up.
Yeah, I don't know if I gave my ID there a minute ago, but hey, a free ride's a free ride, ain't it, Tom?
It's not the idea of that. I just rather ride with her. And she drives like Mario Andretti anyways, always did. So was the one up in Michigan. They are pretty good drivers, but I won't say that they haven't gotten hot feet.
As long as they don't get too many of those revenue sharing coupons, I guess it'll be okay.
Well, I don't ever remember Amy getting a ticket, but and down here, she just fits right in, and Shelley, if you want crazy, go up around the Detroit area. Oh, my. They really drive fast up there, about like I-85. So I don't know if they're any different than they are out here. But we was up there one time. We was going to the Greenfield Village, the Ford Museum, and she was going too fast and switch lanes, and she's in a big old Ford Explorer, and it started to rock a little bit. And I told her, I said, you better throw out the drag chute, because Grandpa, he don't like that stuff.
Missed most of that one. I'm down here in a hole, so I think I'm going to jump out of here for a few minutes. And good to talk to you, if you can hear me. KO4HKX, and I'll be clear for now. 7-3, Tom.
Okay, Patrick. You can give Shane another call there when you come out of the hole, and I'll go back to watching my movie. Just wanted to ride along with you for a little bit, and maybe we'll see you here in a couple of days. KO4HKX and 0GR73.